I've heard it, but I've never used that expression, I don't think.
Oh, let's see. What did you do with your leftover table scraps?
Fed them to the pigs.
What did you put them in?
In a bucket.
Any special name for this bucket?
The slop bucket.
Yeah.
Did he tell you I was born in the country?
Oh,
my heavens, I didn't...
That's common.
You would have. No, I just meant a lot of people, a lot of women I know who lived in Oklahoma have never lived on a farm. They wouldn't be able to answer these questions.
I know.
Not doing so well myself.
I don't know now. Oh, what did you milk the cows in? I know, the barn. But what did you collect the milk in?
Milk bucket.
See, a beater.
Or milk pail. I think maybe we might have called it a pail.
And when your mother cooked eggs, what did she cook them in? Let's say in the morning when she was cooking bacon.
I call it a frying pan. Some people call it a spider.
Spider, is that common
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good northern term. That's the one.
You know what it is, don't you?
Yeah. Does this have legs on it?
No.
There was a variety that had legs on it. This was commonly called a spider, too. But in my early days in Michigan, it was the spider, Andy the spider, and Max Price and eggs.
Mm-hmm. We used to call it a frying pan.
Yeah, and then it became a frying pan to me, and now it's become a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I do call it a skillet, but I don't think we did then.
What do you boil potatoes in?
Well, I use a pan.
And
saucepan, I suppose I should say.
Uh-huh. If you're making soup, what do you stir it with?
Well, dip it out with a ladle. I don't know whether I'd stir it with a ladle or not. Just a spoon.
And what is in there making the light?
Light bulb.
Just slip that one in.
Thomas Edison.
What do you do after a meal? You clean up the table and then you...
Wash the dishes.
And after you get them all soapy, what do you do?
Rinse them. I used to say wrench, though.
That's gone, huh?
And didn't know I was saying it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good pronunciation.
Used to wrench the dishes.
Oh,
And more, and there are a lot of people who say that, and they think they're saying rinse.
Oh yeah, wrenches come. Little wrenches. And the fish line that you with many hooks that you bait.
Trout line.
Uh huh. Trout line and trot line. Both of them are used.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have an automatic dishwasher or?
I do now.
You know, what did you used to use in the water to scrape the plates or to rub them so that you could get the food off?
Well, I didn't put mine in dirty. I scraped them before with a knife or a paper napkin.
And then just soap them clean?
And then I'd put them in the soapy water.
And rub them with your hand?
A dish rag. Yeah, I'm goofy.
And then when you took them off after you'd rinsed them, right?
Dried them with a dish towel.
And to get water into the sink, what did you turn on?
Hot water.
And this came through what? The pipe.
Mom, you're not your toys.
From the hot water heater.
And at the sink, if you wanted to get some hot water.
Oh, from the tap.
The tap?
Mm-hmm. The faucet.
If you were out watering the yard and had the hose connected,